Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. We're by the third line from the bottom, but the two dots below Bezefes. And today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Dachel. Below Bezefes. Zefes, what Zefes? Zefes, this is what we're up to, right? Right? Zefes is Zifsa, pitch. Shava, what Shava is Kirusa, wax. Tana, Adkan, Puzzle, Solus. The first part of the Mishnah were only the things that were wicks. Mikan ve'elech, the things after that, pasal shmonim, are oil. In other words, from starting off from the word zephes, we're talking about now oil. Zephes is the first thing on the Mishnah's list that's a pasal oil. Pshita, it's obvious. All these things are not wicks, they're obviously oil. Well, shaiva is trichalei. The reason why we said that is because of the wax. I would think lipsolas nami, lipsilos nami lo kachazi. I would think that it's not even good for a wick, kamash malan, that it's only no good as an oil. Okay? Next. we're gonna do Amud Aleph a little fast because Amud Beis we could spend, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months. So we're gonna try to do Amud Aleph quickly. Amud Aleph bar oven. Itrana, what's itrana? Is the psulta de zifsa. It's the psoles, the refuse of pitch. Shaiva, what's shaiva that we're talking about? Is psulta de duvsha. It's the psoles of honey. Okay, I don't think it's our modern day wax candles, a different kind of, some kind of byproduct of honey, which was potential oil, but it's not really a good oil. Lamai nafkamina, what do we need to know that for? I promise to sell you X. I promise to buy this. I promise to sell you this. This is what you have to deliver. This is what you have to pay for. Okay. Tanar Rabbanan. Call Elu She'amru. Everything that we just said on this list, Eimad Ligin Behen B'Shabbos, you can't use on Shabbos. Aval Osin Behen Madura, but you can use a big fat Madura for them. Bein Lish Chamim Kinegda, whether you want to get warm by it. Bein Lish Tamish La'ora, whether you want to use the light. Bein Agabi Karka, whether it's on karka, ben al garikir, whether it's on oven, nothing you can't use, make one wick for a candle. You want to make a big bonfire, and you throw in these puzzle, these inferior wicks, that's not a problem. Why? Because since it's such a big bonfire, you're never going to come to meddle with the candle, and therefore you're never going to come to do it to Isser and Shabbos. However, if it's just one wick in a candle on your lechter, that might happen. And we're going to see soon, and that might happen, it's going to happen. Okay. Lo b'shem and kik, my shem and kik, what is that? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shal tinhu v'chol nachuta yama. I asked all the seagoers, v'amaliyah, they told me, Of echad yesh b'karka yam. Yeah, there's one bird, some far off land. V'kik shemo, it's called a kik. And the oil from this bird is somehow a potential oil, but it's not really good. Amar Yitzchak bar Yehuda, Amar mishcha dekaza. It's, look at Rashi, the last wide line. Shemen, oil, which is mishcha. She'osin, that's made migarine tzemer gefen, which is made from the seeds of the wool of gefen. Shekorin, which is called cotton. Right? Cotton seeds. Can you use that for oil? No. You can't.
Zero?
What? That's what it's I don't think it's a different with cotton. You need that, you have to eat that on Pesach, and it's not worth that on Pesach, but you can't use it for oil. Why? It's some kind of inferior oil. Rish Lakish Amar, it's kikayon diona. It's the oil taken out from the kikayon, some kind of plant, by the Yonah story. Amar Rabba Bar Vachana, Lididi Chazili kikayon diona. I once saw that. Vilitz luliva dummy, and it looks like it's luliva. Dimifashaki. Rabbi, it grows in the swamp. V'alpum chanusa medallion yasei. They would hang it on the entranceway of the store because it smelled nice. When you walk into the store, you, ooh, this is a nice store. It smells nice in here. Umit farzi duhi av the mishcha. And they made oil out of those seeds. Uba anfohi niyachin kol beriche demarava. And with those leaves, they would use to heal in a certain way all the sick people in the West. How they heal him? Maybe by the smell, by the fragrance. It was a good soothing type of thing, situation. Okay. Amar Rabba. Psilos she'amru chachamim. the psilos that the Chachamim said, ein madlikin behen b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you use them? B'bneisha or miskakeses behen, because the light doesn't grab to it. And shmanim sha'amru Chacham ein madlikin behen, why can't you use the oils that the ask that the Mishnah said are no good? B'bnei, she'inim shachan acha psilo. Same thing, they don't draw after the wick. So it's inferior, and therefore what? Therefore the chashash is, you're going to meddle with it, and you're going to extinguish the fire, or ignite a fire, some iser with fire. So to avoid that problem, don't use these things. Okay? Boy mine abaya me rabba. Shwarim sh'amru chachamim, ein madlikin behem b'shabbos. These oils that the Chachamim said not to use, mao shitim tocha shemen kol shehu v'yadlik. What if I take, I have a shemen kick, and I put in a little regular oil? Will that now make it okay? Because I mixed it. Is that going to make it okay? Migas rinan, are we gozer? Dilma asi ladluki benayu olo. If I use shemen kick, 80% shemen kick, and 20% regular oil, I might come to use 100% shemen kick. Right? Or therefore no. Or no, it don't make such a gzera. So amalei ein madlikin. No, you can't use it. You can't do that. My time, why not? Lefish ein madlikin, because you can't do that. Like that answer? Right? Eisvei, wait a minute. Karach. So what do you see from here? You see from here that you can't use mixtures. We don't allow mixtures. Now, that's a problem. Why? Because Eisvei, we have a braisa that says like this. Karach davar shemadlikin bo, al gabi davar she'ein madlikin bo. If you mix them together, something which does light with something which doesn't light, ein madlikin bo. So for the sanakasha. Rashur megam liel omer, shal beis abo hayu karchim psila al gabi egos madlikin. They used to tie the wicks together with nuts, and they would light that up. Anyway, Tony Mia's Madlikin. I'm sure make a little said it's not a problem. You can make mixtures. So Amalei. So Rava says, Ademosav Limid of Shirming Amlil, give me a kasha from a brisa. There's two opinions in that brisa. Rashur Megam Liel said, it's okay. So Sayunu me the Tanakama. Tanakama supports me. I said you can't. And I said, says Rava, you can't make mixtures. And Tanakama supports me that with over there. He said, also said you can't. So Abaya Holo Kasha, that's not a kasha. Maisa Rav. There's a Maisa Rav here, which we did paskin that way. So what do you tell me, Tanakama? Tanakama would haunt the Tanakama. We hold, you're allowed to. Rashi Mingle says you're allowed to, which means you're allowed to. So why are you so against it? We call Makom Kasha. So Rabbi answers back.
Is there a big difference between you, the person doing it himself, or me going to the store and buying a new product?
No. You'll see.
The product has both of them inside, they're already pre-made, that they know how to mix it together.
Right, see, no, the chashash is, if I see that I'm allowed to use a mixture, I might come to use the whole thing no good. It's a zero.
But not me going to the store and buying
correct,
a
correct. So Rabbi said, I'll tell you the answer. I hold, you can't use a mixture. I'm sure you know you could. My lav lahadlik, you think he meant to actually light something yes with something no? No, that's not what he meant. Lo, la kafos. That's to support the wick. You want to use a nut or something to support the wick? That's what he said. That's okay. So, e la kafos, my tata tanakama. So, if it's just to support, why does tanakama say no? What's the problem with that? So, kula rib shir megam lilhi. No. This whole brightness of shir megam lilhi and the psuri mechsera, it's a problem. Vahachi katani. And this is how it's supposed to be read. Karach davar shemadlikin bo. If you tied something that's good, able to be used through light, agabe davar she'ein madlikin bo, with something that cannot, ein madlikin bo. You cannot. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch agrees that you can't. However, the medavam amurim, when's that true? Lahadlik. That's only if to light. Avala kafos, but just to make support? Mutter, that's okay. Shirmingham Shirmingham Leel, Omer, Shalbeit Abba, Hayukarchin, Psila, Agave Egos. Because if Shirmingham said in my father's house, that's what we did, and that's the halacha, and that's okay. Says Rabbi, I'm 100% right. You cannot make a mixture. Why? To Gzera. Ah, Shirmingham Leel, that's talking about for support. That's okay. Yeah. Can't have a problem with that. No one had a problem with that. So far, so good? Okay. 1 minute. The bigger question. The question, isn't it Xera Luxera? I'm offering a mixture, right? You can't use a mixture. Why not? Because I might use Shem and Kick. Why can't I use Shemekik? It's a gzera. I might come to battle with the kid. It's a gzera, the gzera. So the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. But before we get to that question, to go at Aini, is all this even true? It's not even true. Why? If I'm a Brona, I'm a Rav. Brona said in the name of Rav, Chelech Mohutach, molten Chelev. I guess Chelev that is cooked. How do they translate Mohutach? Does that mean molten? How do they translate that over there? Right? Mohutach.
Melted.
Now, in the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use Chelev. Okay, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use Chelev as an oil. It's not a good oil, Chelev. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to use Chelev. Nachum Hamadi said you can use cooked Chelev. And then the Chachamim said, Echad Mavuchashol, Echad She'en Mavuchashol, you can't use cooked either. So now, I guess Mahutach is a little different. So Chelev Mahutach, or Vekir Vedagim, or some the innards of fish, Shenemuchu, that have been crushed or dissolved, right? Adam dosin latocho shemen kalshu madlik. You can put a little oil. You can put that into the oil and light it. Now you can't use regular fish or innards. It's not kind of oil is that? You can't use regular chelev. Now ladu, regular ordinary chelev. No one matters. But if you cook it, it's okay. So what do you see? Right? What do you see? Well, the mixture's okay. The mixture's good. So the Gemara answers. Hani, these things that we allow, Mishchi Beinaihu. What does that mean? Mishchi Beinaihu. They are good by themselves. Cooked chelev is a good oil by itself. So adding it can't make it worse. It's good by itself. Right? Hani, the other oils that we allow, right? Lo mishchi beinayim are not good by themselves. So that I want to add something to shemen kick, I can't do that. You know why? Because shemen kick is not good. I want to use chelev mehutach. Chelev mehutach is good by itself. So if I add chelev mehutach to oil, that's also good. It's good by itself. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, v'gazru rabbanon al chelev mehutach, but they made a gzera on chelev mehutach, mishum chelev she'en mehutach. Because of chelev which is not cooked, which is not good. V'al kir ve'dagim, and on the innards, sheni mucho, that's been dissolved, v'shum kir ve'dagim shalom mucho. Because otu, fish, innards, that's not dissolved, which is not good. So, but, therefore what? So now the Gemara says like this. So, but, to use it with regular oil, that's okay. So the Gemara asked, why don't we go to that? V'lidzanami. Chelev mehutach, v'kir v'dagim sheni mucho, shenasal tocham shemen, that I can't even use chelev mehutach with regular oil, mishum chelev mehutach, v'kir v'dagim sheni mucho, shenasal tocham shemen. Right? I should be gozer, chelev mehutach that's placed in a regular good oil, otu chelev mehutach, right, that's not placed in oil. You hear that, Gzeira? You hear that, Kasha? In other words, Chelev Mehutach is good by itself. So why can't you use it? Because people are going to get mixed up between Chelev Mehutach and Chelev not Mehutach. But I can use Chelev Mehutach in regular oil. That mixture I'm allowed to do. Why? Because it's good by itself. It's good by itself. Ask the Gemara, let's make a Gzeira. I can't use Chelev Mehutach at all because I might come to use it by itself. So the Gemara answers, he goof a gzera. This whole thing is a gzera. Vana nekem v'nigza gzera l'gzera. Like a gzera l'gzera. The whole thing is a gzera. Right? Now, asks Tosfos. But wait a minute. Then why can't... But the fact that I can't use chelev mehutach by itself is a gzera l'gzera. They're all gzera l'gzera. I can't use A because it might lead to B. But B is only also midrabanan because it might lead to C, which is an also deraisa. The Tosfos answer is no. Using these bad oils, it's not a gzera. It's a vada you're going to meddle with it. Human nature is, when it's flickering, and it's not lit well, you cannot hold yourself back. You're going to go over there, and you're going to start meddling with it, and you're going to be over deraisa. So it's not a gzera. It's like a vada. Now, to make triple gzera, that's already gzera. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, the only thing is, didn't the Gemara just say that it's really a gzeira?
What?
Saying that it's a mamash d'oraisa.
Right.
And the Gemara Beferish just said that it's the Rabbanan.
Are
you
going to
come to play
around with it? Right, so it's not Shema Yata. It says, it's Vada Yata. It's Vada Yata. You can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. Now, to be gozer this oil in a mixture, because it might lead, to, because you might think to give it the other oil, that's already too far removed. But just the regular gzera, it's not a gzera. That's the mamish, it's mamish going to happen. So therefore, the gozer all these oils. The only question was, if the mixture with good oil ought to a mixture, or ought to the bad oil. That's already exactly, that's too far removed. Okay. Tani Rami Bar Chama, Psil Zushmanim, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos. All the things that are no good, Ein Madlikin Behen Beis HaMikdash. You can't use them in the Beis HaMikdash either. Why? Mishum Shenem Al-Halos Ner Tamid. Because it says Al-Halos Ner Tamid, which means it has to have a good candle by itself. Hu Tani Love, Hu Amar La Kadei Sheik Tashah Shal Heves Olamei Leha, that the candle should go by itself. And not through something else, not through some other means. Meaning what? Not by you propping it or having to meddle with it. It should just light on its own. Tanan, wait a minute. That's not true. Because bavloi mi balai nichsei kahanim, from the worn out pants of the kahanim, umihem minehem, and from their belt, hayamafkiin mehem midlikin. They would make wicks out of it and light them. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Part of the material that they would use was pishtun, which is temer, which is a problem. Not allowed to use that. It's cotton. So the Gemara answers, no, they wouldn't use these for the menorah. That they would never do. Simchas Pesach Shoeva they'd use it for. Shiny, that's not a halacha. To make the bonfires, have a big Simchas Pesach Shoeva, they want to use these worn out things for wicks, for the candles, for the Simchas Pesach Shoeva. That's not chalamoy. That's not a problem. For the menorah itself, they would not use them. Tashma, Tani Rabba Bar Masna, Big Dei Kahuna Shabalu, Big Dei Kahuna that got worn out. Mafkiin Osan, they would work on them. Umehenoy Osan Psilos LeMikdash, and they would use them for the Beis HaMikdash. My Lav the Klayim. Aren't we talking about the Klayim, which means the Temer also? The Gemara says, Lo, no, the Boots, only the ones that were not made with Temer, only Boots. And boots is not a prohibited material, so it's not a problem. But to use the ones for the menorah, they would not do it. Okay. What? I know it's a whole tumult here. Which garments do have, which don't have? It's very complicated. Well, some of it has shatnez also. Some of it has wool also.
Wool's not a problem.
No, it's right. I know.
It's only the fish that's the problem.
I know.
I didn't realize that they use fish.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's not. I did it fast. It's not so easy this Gemara. Okay, we have plenty. Okay, ready? Here we go. Amar Rav Huna. Silos ushmanim sh'amru chachamim ein madlikin behen b'shabbos. Any candle, any wick, any oil that you cannot let to use for Shabbos that's on this list, ein madlikin behen b'chanukah. You can't use a Chanukah either. Okay? Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Whether it's Shabbos Chanukah, or even a weekday. Even a weekday. Okay? Amar Rava, my time, but why not? My time of Rav Huna, why not? What's the reason for that? Okay? What's the reason for that?
There's
no gzeira on a weekday. Why can't I use these oils for Chanukah? What's the problem? Why not? So Kasavar, because he holds, Kafza, let's say it goes out. It'll go out. So if it goes out, Zakukla, you have to relight it. Right? You have to relight it. In other words, we hold, this person holds, you have to relight it. Therefore what? Says Rashi, this is an impossible Rashi. Zakukla, it's the second to last Rashi. Zakukla, letakana, you have to fix it. You have to relight it. Hilkach, therefore, sarach lechadchila. You have to make sure lechadchila, lasos yafa, to do it right. Dilma pasha, maybe you'll be posheya, velo mesakinla, and you won't fix it. I don't know what he's talking about. What does that mean? So the Rishash says Rashi didn't mean posheya, like in the, I'm not relighting that. I did it once already. No, it means b'shogeg. Rashi didn't mean. Rashi didn't just.
Shabbos.
What? No. Chanukah. It's the fourth night of Chanukah. You use some inferior oil. It lasts for 30 seconds. It all goes out.
It goes out.
You might be poshea, and you're not going to relight it. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah.
Therefore, don't use these oils. It's a little bit of a difficult Rashi. You might be poshea and not relight it.
Light them, then you go to grandparents for Hanukkah party.
What's the downside?
Because you have to relight it.
What's
you have to relight it. It's not what he said. It didn't say because you're going to have to go away. Rashi says you're going to be poshea. You're going to sit there and refuse to relight it. You're going to refuse to relight it. And you have to. You're going to refuse. So, but the Rashash says, it didn't mean poshe. Rashi wasn't so medactic, even though Rashi, every word he writes is for a reason. He meant even b'shogeg. B'shogeg is a different story. You're going to go to the party, you're going to forget, you're not going to realize. After 5 minutes they went out, and you're at a party somewhere else. That makes sense. That's not Rashi said. He said you're going to be poshe and not do it. Okay? And
poshe always implies
that, yeah, poshe implies some kind of wrong conduct. No, I forgot. I went to sleep. I forgot. No, I'm not talking about that. That would be right. I forgot. So to prevent the forgetting, don't use these oils. Now, but there's one more half to the story. Umutr lishtamish la'ora, and you're allowed to use the lights. Okay, what does that mean? Umutr lishtamish la'ora. He holds you're allowed to use Hanukkah lights. You're allowed to use. We hold you're not allowed to, but he holds you are. Therefore, says Rashi, Hilkach. Therefore. B'Shabbos Osir, on Shabbos Chanukah it's Osir. You hear this? Shema Yate L'Tzarech Tashmash. Maybe I'll use it to learn. I'll use it to read to the kids. Why? Because it's Mutil L'Shtamish L'Ora. You hear this, Rashi? Right? You hear that? That make any sense? What about during the week? Well, during the week, it's mutter. So during the week, it's not an issue. Why? Because even if you hold, even if it's going to go out, so relight it. The problem is on Shabbos, you can't relight it. Right? Look at Tosfos.
The first reason is only applies to
it's both. It's two halves of a reason. Number one, you have to relight it. It's
a weekday issue.
And number two, if it's Shabbos Chanukah, you're allowed to use the light, so maybe it'll go out and you'll relight it. So don't do that. It's a different. Don't use these oils. You hear this? This is not easy Gemara. Now, Tosfos asks, Im Tomar, look at the bottom Tosfos. Menale l'Rava, the Tzavar of Huna, demutel l'shtamish l'ora. Who said that Rava, why did Rava say that Rav Huna held it's mutter to use the light on Shabbos? Dilma maybe, ha da amar emad likin b'Shabbos. You know why you can't use it on Shabbos? Mishum de savar, kav sezakagla. And you can't relight it. What do you have to give a second thing with mutter l'shtamish l'ora? I don't need that reason. I don't need that. It might go out. You have to relight it. It's Shabbos. You can't relight it. Rashi said you're not going to relight it because you're going to refuse to relight it. That's what Rashi said in the first Rashi. Then he said, by the way, you're allowed to use the light. Says Rashi, Shabbos Chanukah. Right? Shabbos Chanukah. You might relight it. Why might you relight it? Because you're allowed to use it. So Tosfos answers, because, go back to the Gemara. Look at the second line. Ein madlikin behen b'chanukah. Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. Why did the Gemara say that? You can't use Chanukah candles. You can't use these lights for Chanukah candles, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's a weekday. Says Tosfos, obviously, there are different reasons why you can't use it on Shabbos and why you can't use it on a weekday. Otherwise, the Gemara could have just said, you can't use the Chanukah candles at all. Why did the Gemara say, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol? Obviously, there's another reason why on Shabbos. What's the another reason? Because you're allowed to use the lights. And you might use them, and then if you're going to relight them. It's a different reason. It's a separate reason. You hear that? Okay. Back to the last line of the Gemara. Rav Chista Amar. Rav Chista says, Madlikin behen b'chol. No, on a weekday you can. Avalo b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, I agree, you can't. Shabbos Chanukah, you can't. Why? Pesavar. Kafza. Ein zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. All you have to do is light them. Aye, they last for 30 seconds. It's okay. And umoto l'shtamish la'ora. You're allowed to use the light. So on Shabbos, you can't. Why? Because you're going to be reading by those of them. They're going to go out. You're going to meddle with them. On Shabbos, you can't. Amr of Zera, Amr of Masa, Amr of Zera, Amr of Rav. Seals of Shwanim, Amr of Chacham, Ein Madlikin behem b'Shabbos. Whatever you can't use on Shabbos, Madlikin behem b'Chanukah, you can use on Chanukah, Bein b'Chol, Bein b'Shabbos. Doesn't matter, even on Shabbos. Amr of Girmi of my time as a Rav, what's the reason for that? First of all, Kasavar, Kavza, Ein Zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. And V'asu l'shtamish l'ora. You're not allowed to use the light. So it's the chashash. You're going to be reading by it, you're not allowed to do that. So even on Shabbos, if it goes out, you're not going to relight it. So there's no reason why you can't use these. Number one, you don't have to relight it. Right?
Takes care of weekday.
Takes care of weekday. And number two, you're not allowed to use it. It takes care of Shabbos. So it's not a problem. Okay? As Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. V'asr l'shtamish l'ora. Shehe nikar shehu ner mitzvah. It's a nikar to you that it's a ner mitzvah. V'leka l'mecha shlatiyah. And you will not come to touch it. That's a mitzvah, right? The Baal Ha'or says, since in the Beit HaMikdash, the menorah was not allowed to be used for your private enjoyment, so too the menorah can't be used for private enjoyment. Instead of stand, play cards, read, do whatever you want, sew, do whatever, anything by the light. You can't do that. Couldn't do that in the Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to walk in over, let's have a card game, but we'll use the light from the menorah. You can't do that. You can't do that in the menorah in your living room either. And the Rashba says it's a bizoy mitzvah. And others say that Tosas Rosh says it's like a lulav. Once the lulav is put together, you have a lulav. You can't use that for your own private needs. So two of the menorah is the same story. Amru Rab back in the Gemara. Amru Rabbanan Kameid Rabbayim Shmeid Rav Yirmiyah Veloki Blua. They said this whole story in front of Abai. He didn't accept it. Kiyasa Rav and Amru Rabbanan Kameid Rabbayim Shmeid Rav Yochanan Veki Blua. Then later in life, they accepted it. Omar, so Abaye said, Izakoi Gamrisa Lishmaita Meikara. If I would have been lucky enough, I would have accepted it when I was earlier. So Bahagamar, what's the difference? He accepted it. Nafkamina Lagirsa Diyunkasa. The difference is to learn in your youth, because when you learn in youth it stays with you more and it's better. Now, the kafsa ain't zakakla. Does anyone hold? Is that true? That if a kafsa, you don't have to relight it? Virmini, but wait a minute. We have a bryce that says like this. Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Chanukah is from when the sun sets, the machlokas rishonim, what that means. Does that mean tzeitzak kochavim, or does it mean shkia? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it means tzeitzak kochavim. The others, the Ramah, others paskins, it means shkia. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins tzeitzak kochavim. The end of the day, whenever you light, you have someone to rely on. Anytime between shkia and tzeitz, you have who to rely on. Every 5 minutes, there's another shita out there, so you have who to rely on. Anyway, it says mishit and ad shtech leregel manashuk until people stop going out into the street. My love, doesn't that mean the kavsa hadar madlakla? That if it goes out, you have to relight it? In other words, it has to be lit the entire time from shkia till people leave the street. So what do you see from there? You see from here that if it goes out, you have to relight it? Lo, is that what it means? Lo, dilo, lo, la, lo, dilo madlik. Lo. Dilo madlik. No, what that means is, if you didn't light it, now you have to light it. What that means is, if you didn't light it, now you have to light it. What does that mean, if you didn't light it, now you have to light it? It's halfway the time between Shkia and Tichle Regel Menashok, and you still haven't lit in your menorah. You better light it. What happens if you don't light it in the time from Shkia till Tichle Regel Menashok? What happens if you don't light it? That's the best time. It's the only time. It's the only time. If you don't light it then, let's say I eat matzah 3 days after Pesach. You didn't do your mitzvah. It's not the best time. It's the only time. The only time. That's what the Gemara said. If you don't light it, look at Tosvos. Tosvos D'E. Right? Avol mikan ve'elich. But for here and on, over as man. You blew it. It's over. Mm-hmm. Every mitzvah is like that. You can't shake a lulav after sukkahs. The time is on sukkahs. You can't take it. The time for lighting Chanukah candles is that time. If you miss it, it's over. Don't worry. Omari Poras. The Yesh Lizar, Lahadlik Balaila Miyad. You should light right away when it gets dark. Shelo Ya'acher Yoser Midai. Umikal Makom, Im Icher Yadlik Misafik. Tosafot's first pshat is, if you miss that time, light it Misafik, which means you don't make a bracha. Da Mishani Shinu Yachmina, because we're going to give another answer what this means. The second answer we're going to give is the shear. That the shear that the candles have to remain lit is from Shkia to Tikla Begel Menashok. Since there's another answer, says Tosfos, you can light it without Misafik, without a brach. The Lari Nira Daita Ein Lachosh Masa Yadlik. You don't have to be worried about this. The Anu Ein Lanu Hakira El of Nehabayis Sharei Madlikin Mi Bifnim. Don't have to worry about it because it's only today, it's only for the Bnei Bayis who are lighting inside. This is the Tosfos that we all rely on. If you miss that time, you're allowed to make a bracha. Sometimes I think you're doing something b'diyaved. You're not a chatigoy. There's nothing wrong with you. It's all based on this Tosfos. That this was talking about. First of all, it's only one answer. It's only one answer. Second of all, that's only then, not today. And by the way, the second answer is the Inami, back into the Gemara, l'shi'ura, the shear of Tishka Hachama, Ha'ad Tikla Begel Menashok. What shear is that? How long of the time span is that? From Shkia to Tikla Begel Menashok? How long is that? Nobody knows? Everybody knows. How long is that time? From Shkia to Tikla Begel Menashok. How long is that time?
1 hour.
It's a half hour. Where did the half hour come from? Mm-hmm. Who made up the half hour? I believe the first person to ever say that was somebody by the name of the Rambam. Right? He said it's a half hour. He said, Kichatisha, Kichatisha. It's about a half hour. It's exactly 30 minutes to the note. That's exactly about it. It's roughly a half hour. He's the first one who came up with that half hour. Okay? Okay. Ad tichle regal menashuk. Ad kama. How much is that? Amar Rabba bar Barchana. Amar Vyochana. Ad kalya ragla de tarmudai. When the tarmudai are no longer in the street. Who are the tarmudai? This is a very important Rashi. Rashi says, Shem Uma. They're not Jews, by the way. They're Goyim. The Tichle Regel Menashuk is determined by Goyim, not Jews. There are certain nation, Melakte Eitzim, Dakim, they're the wood collectors, Um is Akvin Bashuk, they're the last ones out into the last ones to leave the street. Ad, Shaholchim, Bnei Hashuk, Lobateyam, until everybody went home, everyone had fuel for their fires, for the houses, Bishadeksha, Uma Biiram, Bateyam, or they used them to light up the houses, Ukishatrichim, Eitzim, Yotzim, Vakona Mehem. When you needed fuel for the Eitzim, for your fire, you'd buy it from them. They're the last ones home. But they're not Jews. Very interesting that what governs when people are Tichle Regel Menashuk is not when, okay, well the Jews, that doesn't go by the Jews. It goes by anybody. Which is also not the halacha today, because we're not lighting for the Goyim anyway. We're lighting for the house. It's all different today. In Chutz La'aretz anyway. All this leads me to believe that even if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you should not light in the street. Even though some people do, which we'll see in a minute why you don't, but some people do, but it's not for me to judge anybody, but all these things seem to only help you, all these heterim, all these coolers only work if you're lighting it in the house. If you go back to the street, all these chumras kick in. You don't really have a heter to light in the street at 7 p.m. when you come home from work. Right? You don't really have such a heter. Yeah.
But the presumed reason is for not for Goyim, it's
for Jews. Right. But you see from here, when is Tichle Regel Menashuk governed by? By the Goyim. These aren't Jews. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeso. The basic level mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle per house per night. You have 100 people living in your house. On the first night, you light one. Second night, you light one. Third night, you light one. Fourth light, you light one. What's the reason for that? Pinchas says, he lives in Pitzarachim. What kind of mitzvah is this? True, there are certain mitzvot that are totally on your house. For example, mezuzah. Once it's a mezuzah, I don't have to make another mezuzah. One mezuzah per house. What's the reason for this? What kind of reason is this? Right? There's a chov on the house to light one candle. It's a funny thing. Okay. The hamahadrin, and the people that are mahadrin, is ne'elachol echad ve'echad. One candle per person per night. Which means, on the first night, you light, there are eight people in the house. First night, you light eight. Second night, eight. Third night, eight. Fourth night, eight. Okay? You want to see an unbelievable, beautiful Rashi? Rashi, what does Mahadrin mean? Mahadrin? Achar ha-mitzvos. You're Mahadrin after mitzvos. Can we just, I showed this to someone at work yesterday. Your whole life, I never caught that. What's a Mahadrin? You're Mahadrin achar mitzvos. It's a beautiful Rashi. Okay? Next. U-Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin. What about Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin? Beishame omrim. We all know this. Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona. The first night you light eight. Mikan ve'elech poches v'holech. Then you go down to one. U'bethil omrim yom Rishon Madlik Echad. One. I'm sorry, Achas, one. Mikan ve'elech motzif v'holech. You go one from one to eight. First of all, why is there such a thing as Mahadrin and Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin by Chanukah? You don't have this by any other mitzvah. Such a thing as Hidr mitzvah. But as we'll see in a minute, this is different. Why do we have this by Chanukah and not by any other mitzvah? Right? You know, it's Lulav is Mahajan, and Mahajan Mahajan Lulav. You don't have such a thing. Why only by Hanukkah? So the Pnei Yeshua says, because really, they didn't have to do the mitzvah of Hanukkah. They could have used Tamei oil. Because the whole Tumah Hutra Betzibor, everybody was Tamei, the oil's Tamei, it's all okay. They went out of their way to be Mahadrin, we go out of our way to be Mahadrin. And that's why. That's the Pnei Yeshua gives one answer. The Beis HaLevi says, because they could have gone out of their way. They had one Pach Shemen, right? They could have figured out a way to use this Pach Shemen for eight nights. They put a drop in, a tiny amount, make very thin wicks. They could have stretched it, water it down. They didn't do any of that. We're doing the Hidr thing. We're doing the best optimum thing. All right, it's only going to last for one day. What can we do? So we do the same thing. We have Mahadrin with extra stringencies. Okay, now, we said on the third night, Mahadrin and a Mahadrin is Ner Lachal Echad Ve'Echad. What does that mean? That's a machlokas between Tosfos and everybody else. Tosfos here says, Nira Luri, the Beishame Ubeitela lo kaimi ella aner ishu beso. Mahajim and a Mahadrin goes back to Ner Ishu Beso. Again, what was Ner Ishu Beso? One candle per house per night. On the first night, one candle. Second night, one candle. Third night, one candle. Says Tosfos, what's Mahajim and a Mahadrin? First night, one candle. Second night, two candles. Third, I don't care how many people are in the house. One menorah per household. One menorah per household. That's what Tosfos says. Sixth night, six candles. It could be 100 people living in the house. Sixth night, six candles. The Rambam and other Rishonim say, no way. No way. First night, how many people live in the house? Five. First night, you light five. Second night, 10. Which is Ashkenazim. Third night, 15. Fourth night, 20. Right? Says the Ritva, Tosfos can't be right. Tosfos can't be right. Why? Because according to Tosfos, let's say you have five people living in the house. How many candles are you going to light over the course of Hanukkah? 36. 36. One menorah for the house. 36. If you hold Mahadrin, how many candles are you going to light? 40. Why 40? Because the first night, five. Second night, five. Third night, five. Fourth night, five. So the Mahadrin is more candles than Mahadrin and a Mahadrin? How could that be right? It doesn't make any sense. That can't be right. Says the Ritva, Tosfos is wrong. Tosfos can't be right. What's the answer to Tosfos? Tosfos says it, and Tosfos what his answer is. He says, I don't care about how many candles you're lighting. 1,000 candles, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you know what night of Hanukkah it is. So when you walk by, oh, I see three, so it's the third night of Hanukkah. The third night of the Nes, the fourth night of the Nes. I walk by, I see 1,000 candles. I have no idea what's going on here. A lot of people living in this house. That's nice. Large family. It's beautiful. Nothing to do with Hanukkah. So the argument is, what is the purpose of lighting more than one candle? Is it just to have a lot of lights? Which the Rambam says that. Have a lot of lights. It goes by people and it goes by night of the week. So it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with that you should see what night of Hanukkah it is. That's the most important factor. One menorah, that's all you need. Right? Okay. Where are we up to? Oh. Amar Ula. Pligi Batre Amaroi Barava. Two Amaroyim argued about this. Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chara Matama de Meshamai Kiel Yom HaNechnasim. The time is held Kedeged Yom HaYotzim. What are they arguing about? Do you go how many days are left? How many days are still coming? Right? V'chad amar tamar de beishamai kenaged pari hachad. Others say the reason for beishamai is for the pari hachad. That on Sukkot we had pari hachad for the other nations of the world, and you start out with a lot and you go down. You go down from 13, I think, to 7. It ends up being 70, but you go down. So you go down there, you go down here also. What's the kind of connection is that? Right? What's the connection between that and this? So it says over here, the Marsha says that so too, if you think about it, just like you go down in the carbonos, you're going down in the oil. Every day, every day, that makes sense? Right? Yeah, every day there was less oil. Every day you have less oil. You're using less oil. Right? First night of Hanukkah, you're using the most oil. The last night, you're using the least oil. That's a connection. No, even you.
Why using
less? Because you're using less oil. The time of debates, Hillel, Ma'alam Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin. Ma'alam Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin. Now, Bishamah doesn't argue in that principle of Ma'alam Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin, but his other reasons, he says, beat this reason. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan, Amar Yochanan, Shnei Zekanim Hayu B'tidon. There were two Zekanim in Tidon, Echad Asa Ki Beishamah, Echad Asa Ki Divir Beis Hillel. Zeh Anosei in Tam L'Dvarv Kenegad Pari Achad. Zeh Anosei in Tam L'Dvarv Demal Makodesh Ve'ein Moridin. How could someone hold like Beishamai? That's why this story is here. Right? How could someone hold like Beishamai? Right? Because, so the Ritva says, it's only Hidr Mitzvah here. So if Hidr Mitzvah, you can hold like Beishamai. Right? Tanur Rabbanon. Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nichal Pesach Beis Ami Bachot. It's a mitzvah to put it outside on your front. It's a machlokas where? On the chatzer or on the front door. Im hayadar ba'aliyah, if it's you're in an attic, menicha b'chalon, asmuchlo shatav, you put it by the window. B'shas ha-sakana, menichin al shulchano v'dayo. If it's a sakana, you put it inside your house and you leave it on your table. What's a sakana? The sakana is these people didn't like fire. They put out fire, it's goyim. So why aren't we choshish in your house? They're going to come to the house and put out fire. The Tosa says, because not going to do that. Not going to do that. And come to your house and put out your fire. Others say, I mean, you're allowed to have fire now. You're allowed to have a fire on. You don't have to live in the dark. So how do they know it's for a mitzvah? They have no idea. In the house, okay. So that's okay. So why don't we go back to the old? Now there's no sakana now. So why don't we go back to the old way and put it outside? Some say in the chanami, right? Now you go back. There's no sakana today. Others say no. And so the Ozrua says. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, right? We used to blow shofar in the morning. So he's a Makdim and Lemitzvah, but we pushed it off to Musaf. Why? There was a Sakana. There's a Sakana now. I'll go back to Shacharis. But the answer is, but once it was switched, it stays switched. And that's the story. Right? You don't go back. You have other precedent for that.
Yeah, but that happens in Sakana. They're putting it, lighting candles, period, is a problem. Because now you have lights. You don't need...
It's still a mitzvah. No, that's not the sakana. The sakana that's going to make a fire.
That's what I'm saying. If there is a sakana somewhere in the world, lighting it in on the table doesn't help you because you don't see lighting candles.
But as I said, Tosa said, you're allowed to light candles. You don't have to live in the dark. No, so nobody minded
now
that.
Now you have regular lights.
Also, by lighting candles, what kind of sakana is it? Because the house is going to burn down.
No, it's a sakana. If there is a sakana somewhere in the world,
yeah.
Like, bad
time, right.
Lighting candles will show the world that you're lighting permissive because you have regular.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Amar Rava. Sarach ner acheres l'shtamish l'orah. You have to have a shamish so that you don't come to use the candles. You could say you were using the shamish. V'yikah madura, but if it's a madura, lo tarach, it's not necessary. Why? Because you have the madura. V'adam chashavu, if you're an adam chashav, afagaf ikah madura, even if there's a madura there, tarach ner acheres, you need another candle. Why do you need another candle? Because Talmid Chachamim, Chashav people don't use maduras. So that's what Rashi says. Okay. My Chanukah. What's Chanukah? What do you mean? What's Chanukah? As we know, Chanukah is not in the Mishnayos. So therefore, the Gemara asks what's Chanukah all about. And the Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Brisa, the Chafei B'Kislev on the 25th day of Kislev, Yimei Chanukah, Taman Yinun. There are 8 days. Lo Lemisbad Bahon. You can't have a Hespad on Chanukah. Lo Les Anes Bahon. You can't have a fast day on Chanukah. Shem Kishin. It doesn't say that you like Hanukkah candles. No, it's never going to say. You're not allowed to have... What, my Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? Says the Brisa, no fasting, no hesped. Why? Kishikanishikul Yivanim lehechol. When the Yivanim came to the hechol, timu kol hashmanim. They metami all the oil. Shebe hechol in the hechol. Ukishagavar malchus beit chashmonai benitzchum. And when the kingdom of chashmonaim defeated them, but good they checked. V'lomatu elapach echad shal shemen. Shayamuna bechotzamos shal kohen gadol. There's only one pach which had the seal of the kohen gadol. V'lohaya be'el lahalik yom echad. It was only supposed to be last for one day. V'nasenes v'likabo v'menu shmoni yamim. And an age happened, and it lasted for 8 days. So Lashana Acheres, the following year, Kavun, they established Vasim Yamim Tovim, the Halel, the Hoda. Halel and Hoda. What's Hoda? Rashi says, below Osir Malacha, no Osir Malacha, Shalnikva El Likros Halel, Veloma Alanisim Bahoda. What's it? Halel and Alanisim. What about lighting candles? It's not here. Not in the prices, no Chanukah candles. That led Rav Sternbach to argue that the Gzeira of Chanukah candles did not happen at the same time. It was a later Gzeira. It's a very unique Shita. Anyway, I knew we'd run out of time. I just saw one unbelievable thing in here. It always bothered me. I always wonder, what do you mean that there was only one jug that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol? When did the Kohen Gadol be in charge of oil?
It wasn't the practice of the Kohen Gadol to put a seal.
What was that? One jug and the whole thing, he had a seal on it. What's going on here with this oil? Says the Klausenberg Rebbe, such an unbelievable vart. We say in Al Nisim, Bimei Matis Yahu, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. Who's the Kohen Gadol? Matis Yahu or Yochanan? Or both? Which one? Bimei Matis Yahu, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. Which one's the Kohen Gadol? It stands like it's Yochanan. Who's this Yochanan? He's the Kohen Gadol that after 80 years became a Tzaduki. It's Yochanan Kohen Gadol. After 80 years he became a Tzaduki. Why is it wrong? It's not his son, it's his descendant. It's not a direct son, it's his descendant. Right? So far, so good? The Tzedukim and the Purushim had a machlokas. You hear this? Could be descendant. It's his direct son, it's a descendant. The Tzedukim and the Purushim had a machlokas. How you make a paraduma. The Tzedukim held the person making the paraduma has to be tahar. The Purushim held he could be a tfulyom, and they would bedafka make somebody tame purposely to make him into a tfulyom to show the Tzedukim that they're wrong. Right? What do you see from here? That the Tzedukim were more machmir in Hilchas Tumah than the Purushim. Yochanan Kohen Gadol came along. I can have these people touching any of our stuff. They're all tummy. So he sealed Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Tzeduki, this is because of the Rebbe says this. He sealed all the oil with his seal, and this is the jug that was found by a Tzeduki. Can you imagine such a thing? You hear this, Rabbi? That Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Tzeduki, sealed all the oil because they were more masters than the Purushim. They didn't want them touching any of it. And this is the jug that was found, and this is the Nate of Canada. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. As a matter of fact, we're not going to read it because we ran out of time. The next Gemara talks about the... ran out of time. All right, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.